Fortune magazine has released its latest Fortune 500 list, and it's full of surprises. Since the list began in 1955, the number one rating always has gone to either General Motors or Exxon. This year, there is a new number one, Walmart. A bigger surprise is that the number five position went to a bankrupt company that's been in the news a lot lately. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The introduction to this year's Fortune 500 asks the question that many people wonder. How did a peddler of cheap shirts and fishing rods become the mightiest corporation in America? The answer is, consumers gobbled up more than $219 billion worth of stuff from Walmart last year. Lower gas prices also helped knock ExxonMobil out of the top spot to number two, and GM stayed put at third. But the real surprise was a company that moved up two places from number seven to number five, Enron. Fortune magazine calculated Enron's place using revenue reports from only the first 9 months of last year, so not counting Enron's staggering plummet in the autumn and then bankruptcy in December. That's because, Fortune editors explain, Enron has not yet reported any fourth quarter numbers, and the editors didn't want to create a precedent of estimating revenue when making up the list. David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, says it's not just Enron. All energy trading companies are ranked too high in the Fortune 500 because of the way their revenues are calculated.
Well, normally, when you count sales, you only count the revenue to the firm. So in the case of a broker, you only count their commissions, not the total value of everything they transact. And that's more consistent with the way other companies are treated. The energy brokers, because they started as energy companies, sort of kept that old accounting procedures they used when they were energy companies and actually selling their own power rather than other people's power.
It's as if you rated a real estate agent's wealth by the value of the houses she sold, rather than the agent's profits. It's the same problem that caused, in part, the Enron stock sell-off. The company's worth was overestimated by counting energy sales it brokered, but didn't make more than a commission on, Weiss says.
It was a significant size company, even if you just count its commissions. It certainly would belong in the 500. It just doesn't belong in the five. If you did it correctly, it would rank somewhere around 125th.
Weiss says Enron's own accounting procedures made it seem bigger and richer than it was. But Enron also placed so high in the Fortune 500 because of how the magazine calculates the list. The companies are ranked according to how much each one sells. But that's not what the market cares about, so much as the profit a company makes. Weiss says companies can be ranked a different way.
If you do it by the value of the company rather than the sales of the company, if you look at the value of their stock, you get a somewhat different ranking. That tends to help the pure manufacturing firms like General Electric, which is number one by market capitalization, rather than the stores which basically buy at one side and sell at the other, like Walmart, which I think drops to somewhere around number five on the market capitalization business. Still pretty high.
In fact, Fortune magazine does have a second list of companies ranked by their profits made last year. That list ranks ExxonMobil first. Walmart is at 12, and Enron did not make the list. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.